Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
When it comes to scents, you should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it, which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at Target.com.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunny side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to For Crying Out Loud.
Have you heard of Digster?
Yes, I have. I even looked them up. I checked out our playlist.
Was it fun?
Yeah, it was fun.
Well, I think everybody else should do it too. Digster is it's a playlist. They do playlists, thousands of playlists. It's like your BFF made you a mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we are your BFF.
We are
right here at For Crying Out Loud, and we made you a mixtape.
That's and listen, what you don't need to do anything else. Just go listen to our music.
Yeah, because we have really good taste in music, you guys. Not trying to brag, but we have good taste.
Do.
You want to hear some Tupac?
Yes.
Go check out our mixtape, basically, at digster.fm/FCOL. And then follow it and share it and listen to it and see, you know, give us feedback if you want. And listen, it's a fun thing. Digster.
I loved it. It was
they
fun.
They have kid and baby friendly playlists. Mm-hmm. They have lullabies. They have like go to lullaby or kids dance around. They have things like Wine Down Wednesday.
That's really cute.
Alternative Buzz. Hip Hop 2000. Go check it out and discover new music.
We were listening to the 80s this over the weekend, and I'll tell you about that argument.
Oh, my God. Okay, so digster.fm/FCOL for our playlist, or just go to digster.fm. Yeah. Other stuff. Also, The New Yorker magazine.
Ooh.
Okay. I love the New Yorker magazine. I didn't know that they were sponsoring us, but how cool is that? I get the New Yorker.
I know. I
on
get
my own.
I got it. I know. Yeah, well, now everybody
got it myself.
Can.
Yeah, you can get the New Yorker delivered to your mailbox, your inbox, whatever you want.
I have the app.
But yeah, you do. The New Yorker magazine app, newyorker.com. They have great, like, essays.
That's awesome.
The one that has Shouts and Murmurs, which is a satire.
You told me about that. I didn't know that.
Yeah. They have great critics, books, art, movies, TV. Come on. You guys are all highbrow.
Yeah.
We have a highbrow
Four
audience.
Four long-form feature stories. That's the one you told me about.
Yes. I love their long-form stories. So if you go to – there's actually a call to action for this. If you go to newyorker.com/FCOL, wow, you're going to get 12 issues for $12. Plus, can't go wrong with a free tote bag.
Summertime. You need that.
Yeah. So use the code FCOL and unlock an additional 50% off your subscription. Okay. That's 12 issues. Oh, my God.
I know. That's
really
good.
If you use the code after you go to FCOL, you'll get 12 issues for $6 and the tote bag. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. You guys got to do this. That's a good deal. Go to newyorker.com/FCOL.
And by the way, look how cool you'll look with your New Yorker tote bag at the beach.
Yeah. Hello.
At the pool.
Hello.
Yeah.
So, my God. Tell me about – well, we were talking before between shows about telling me another – we have so many arguments with our husbands
to
talk about. Well, what was the argument you had about 80s music?
Well, that's what I – so over the weekend it was hot, as you know, and I was in Anaheim, as you know, and at like Saturday at like 10 a.m., I get a text. And I was just thinking about her. It was Melissa, one of my best friends, Sal's wife. They live near Anaheim. And I know that they live in a house that doesn't have a pool and no air conditioning.
Oh, boy.
And I you know, we hear from – we're moms. So the only time we can make plans is last second. If we plan something, that ain't going to happen. That's not how we roll. So,
oh, my God. Lynette.
I know.
How come – like, you're my kind of people.
I know. I know.
I'm not a planner.
I hate planning.
And I
can't.
Get so – like, my skin starts crawling when people are, like, a month ahead of – okay, so let's put it in the books.
I know.
No,
and,
I'm not putting jack shit in
and
any
even
book.
If it does,
I don't have a book.
I know. There is no book.
There's no book. What book are you talking about?
I didn't get it.
Put it on your calendar. No.
No, I don't even have a calendar. It's
no.
It's my phone.
Yeah.
But, like
– ask me today about something tomorrow.
Right. Or even 2 hours from now.
Yeah, exactly.
in this case. But like, sometimes it sounds good in theory, you know, like,
totally.
Oh my God, that sounds like so much fun. Let's do it. And then the time comes, it's like, oh, it's Tuesday night. Do I got to get dressed up and meet the girls for like,
yeah.
Ugh.
Not only do I gotta, but like, I'm not going to.
No.
I'm not gonna.
How am I going to get out of this?
Yes.
And of course, they all know, like,
if you even remember mm-hmm. that time that I was supposed to go to a birthday gathering and nobody called me the day of to say, like, hey, don't forget, we're all
right.
meeting at the sushi place. And then remember this. And then at like 8:15, so I got a text. I was laying in bed watching Real Housewives, and they were like, are you coming? And I was like, to what? They were like, to the birthday, our friend. Helena, we're all at the restaurant. And I was like, me too. On my way. What do you mean? What about what? I'm in the car. I'm driving right now. Can't keep texting. I'm driving.
Yes.
I literally like threw on some
That's
jeans,
so
put my hair in a bun
uh-huh.
and like got in the car.
Uh-huh. And I've done that. I know. It's crazy. So that is how we roll.
Yeah.
Melissa even acknowledged. And so she texts me and she's like, hey, how's it going? And I was like, good. What are you doing? You want to come over and go swimming? I knew that's what she was getting at.
Right.
She's
right.
like, sure, now that you ask. Like, that was like the that's how the text went.
Right.
Hey, how's it going? You want to come over swimming?
That's
sure.
my relationship with Julie,
mm-hmm.
by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, you have to.
Hey, what are you doing today?
Yeah.
She's like, want to come over? Yes.
That's the best. That's the only way. We were talking about that. And like, we had such a great day. I'm like, Melissa, I'm so glad. It was the end of the day. I'm like, I'm so glad you texted me. And she's like, I know. Listen. How great was today? I go, yeah. And she goes, if we would have said this a month ago and let's plan on this Saturday, I would have said, Sonny's got a whatever. Or I'd say, okay, let's do it. And then it would never fucking work. She's
right.
like, it would never work. Something, we would have scrubbed the mission for some stupid reason. Like, I don't know what's wrong with all of us. But so she has three boys, young
right.
boys.
Yes.
Well, her boys. Yeah. Anyway. So she says, so they come over. And I said, yes, come over. Adam's going to be working at the studio during the day on Saturday, or he had something to do. And then I said, well, what else was going on? Oh, I said, well, Natalia invited like 7 of her girlfriends to come over and go swimming. And I was like, and Melissa was like, okay, I go, but you guys, of course, you know, come over. And her son is 1 year older than my kids. So he's going into 8th grade. My kids are going into 7th grade. And he looks like a 16-year-old. Like, he's tall and lanky and
right.
his voice is cracking and, you know. And I was thinking to myself, poor Archie. I hope he doesn't, like, get shy and not want to go swimming. And also, Sonny was like, yes. Like, Sonny loves those boys. He's like, Archie's coming. It's like one of his really close friends that he never gets to see. And so I said to Sonny, I said, Sonny, I know that they don't have a pool, so you know, Archie probably really wants to go swimming. I don't want the girls to, like, scare him off. So just, like, you go out and go swimming, too. Well, ended up the boys were, like, having a good time throwing the ball in the house and playing catch. And then they went and played Fortnite. They didn't even go swimming. But the other two went swimming.
See, this is the problem when you have a pool
mm-hmm.
and somebody doesn't. And I'll be the person who doesn't have a pool.
Yeah.
We get really focused
yeah,
on the swimming
the way,
part.
Jose. Yeah. Like, I'll just be by the pool.
This yeah, is how Julie's
house
is. Let's go
outside and talk.
Julie's kids. Julie's like, you guys, go get in the pool. And they're like, we went swimming 2 hours ago or we went swimming yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, bitch, get your kids in the pool. My kids are wanting to get – my
yeah.
kids are like, we don't need to wait for her kids.
Right.
We'll be in the pool.
Yes.
But her kids are like, and Julie has to go like, guys, go get on your swimsuits. But swimming becomes almost like a punishment. Like,
I know.
Like,
or
you guys are going swimming.
Yeah.
And they're like, we want to throw the ball in the house.
I know. So
yeah, but we're like, we don't have a pool. This right. is like that's, sought after entertainment
well,
for us.
You know, and Melissa didn't say that, but I knew that,
yeah.
and I had a feeling. And I go, but I go, there's Natalia has like 7 or 8 of her girlfriends coming over, and they're all going to be in the pool. And she's like, that's fine. And then, but then I thought about it, and I said, Sonny, like. Encourage, you know, I know Archie probably wants to go swimming. Turned out he didn't really want to go swimming. He just
oh,
wanted
perfect.
To, like, you know, they were fine. They, the boys were fine. So, but then her two little boys, especially the littlest one, loves, and I know this from Hawaii and like being next, like we went to Palm Springs and he'd sit on my lap and she's like, Lynette. She's like, he loves, like, ladies. He's 4. He just turned 4. He loves boobies. He loves to, like, touch them and look at them. I'm like, that's fine. He was in heaven, that little one. He was in the pool with all of Natalia's friends. He had his floaties. He was just floating. And, like, they were playing with him. They were putting him on the raft. They were just, like, he was just all smiles. He was
Aww.
So – it was so cute. And the little – the girls were all so sweet to the – and Jack, the other one, too. So sweet to those boys. So, anyway, that's another point. So then – I try to figure out how to put Mom. Can we have music on outside? So I'm like carrying this like speaker thing outside because I'm trying to figure out how to like turn the music on and out, so it's not inside. Anyway, we get the music going. I get the 80s playlist going. Digster.fm.
Yeah.
Yeah. /FCOL playing. And then, okay, so, and Melissa loves 80s. She's like 7 years younger than me, bitch. And, she loves the 80s music, and so we're sitting by the pool, and Adam comes home. Oh, by the way, Melissa comes with enough food and drinks to feed, like, 30 kids. Like, honest to God, like, a whole cooler of, like, water and LaCroix and all these, like, juice boxes and, like, grapes and watermelon and and then, of course, tequila to make, like a margarita for us. Like, she – and cups – plastic cups for the pool. Like, I was like, Melissa, geez, she's like, it's fine. I went to Target. I'm not that person. I would have just showed up with like maybe 2 towels I'm lucky.
Right.
Like, I'm not that person, but she goes and she gets
No, we're the Mooch Moms.
Yes, we are. She has everything. Like, she's got it all covered. Like, thank God. And so she comes and they're having fun. And so we're sitting finally we get everybody situated, the you know, the
right.
food out, everything. It's 110 degrees. We bring the ice out so that their dip doesn't get spoiled. By the way, my parents, you think they would ever do – my parents would never – my mom would barbecue chicken for my birthday and burn the shit out of it. That's about it. And she would put my friends to work. Like, she would be like, Pam, go get the spatula out of the kitchen. Suzanne, go do the dishes. You can do the dishes. I'll be there. And then, hey, take that out of pan, scrub it with the Ajax to get all of the. Like,
oh my
she
God,
puts my
the
friends.
Ajax, yeah.
Yeah, she put my friends to work, Brillo pads. And so I'm like, me and Melissa are like buzzing around. What else do you guys? They're all in the pool. There's like 10 kids in the pool. And
right.
Like, you guys, so we put like the ice out so that the thing doesn't. I'm like, oh my God, can we just sit down and relax? Finally, we sit down, we relax. Adam comes home.
Oh no.
And she's, you know, they're fine. She's like, Adam, she's like, you want me to make you one of my margaritas? He's like, sure. So he comes and he sits down. We're sitting with our feet in the pool, and then music. And now Adam is very opinionated about music, and it was a Prince song. And he's like, Prince, so overrated, very talented, but very overrated. Like, would you ever listen to Doves Cry?
Oh,
would you ever put
yes.
that? Would you ever
100%
listen to it?
Yes.
And that's what Melissa was. She's like, but Adam,
I would. If
you can't.
Piff, dig if you will a picture.
He's like,
I would immediately start singing along. I
know.
I would be like, oh my God, I love this song.
Oh yeah. No.
This is what it sounds like when doves cry.
Right. Well.
Dun dun dun.
Uh huh.
Dun, 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 dun.
So he's like,
I listened to that Purple Rain. I must have listened to it 1,000 times.
I had that album. I had a section of, I covered my room with posters, and I would buy every album I would buy. I would put
Purple Rain.
Uh-huh.
Purple
I would put
Rain.
I would put the album cover up on the wall. So I had Purple Rain. I had Men at Work. I had the Go-Go's. I had like Aerial Speedwagon. I don't know.
Oh my God, REO Speedwagon.
Yeah.
I love them so much.
I know.
Heard it from a friend who. In
yeah.
your letter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
yeah,
can
yeah.
tell you, I could sing every song on that album.
I could.
Foreigner 4. was also around Foreigner. That same time.
That was a little
urgent.
Yeah.
So urgent. Jukebox hero. Got stars in his eyes.
That was more of my girlfriend that lived down the street.
Okay.
Her mom, like, they were like the big Foreigner fan. So I had, okay, so then Prince, so then they get in a little argument about Prince. She's like, yeah, but he, you know, she doesn't feel strongly either way. But she's like, but, you know, you got to hand it to him. He's like, no, listen. And also she brought up the fact that he wrote, like, a lot of other people's songs. And he goes, no,
Sinead O'Connor, yeah. Nothing compares to you.
He's like, I'm not saying that
Manic
he's not
Monday
a talent.
For the Bengals.
I'm not, right. I love that song. 6 o'clock a radio, just in the middle of a dream.
Kissing Valentino by a pistol.
Oh, he loves the Bengals. He loves the Bengals. But I don't know. He just has his opinions. And so her and him were arguing. They're talking about Prince. Then Our Lips Are Sealed comes on, and I love the Go-Go's. I was talking about how I know. He goes, yeah, and he's like, you know, they play Our Lips Are Sealed a little too much. They should have played. There's a lot of better songs on that album. They have a lot. I love the Go-Go's, too. And by the way, Go-Go's just played here at the Hollywood Bowl. I had no idea. I would have gone. I would have tried to go in that hot second. I would have gone. I would have sang every song. But he's like, yeah, he goes, there's a lot of other songs they could play. Like, even We Got the Beat Now. He's like, that's overrated.
Vacation, all I ever want.
That was their album number two.
Okay.
So anyway, so then they're talking about the Go-Go's. They're talking about Prince. Then shots fired. Beastie Boys. So Beastie Boys come on. And she knows how he feels because I went to a Beastie Boys concert with Melissa and Carrie Simmons and one night, like, years ago, and he was like, I don't know why you guys they came to my house to have, like, get ready, and then we went because it was like close, that was like at the Universal Amphitheater, and he's like, I don't know why you guys see the
Beastie
Boys.
How could anybody not like the Beastie
Boys?
That's
what Melissa,
that's insanity.
So that's what Melissa was saying. She was like, are you insane? She knows
he
everybody
has brain
that knows
damage if every, he doesn't love the Beastie Boys.
I know. That's, everybody that knows Adam knows this about him, about anybody that listens to his shows are not surprised by what I'm saying. But, oh, okay. I'm just trying to find. So anyway, I recorded some of it and I sent it to Cousin Sal.
Because, you did?
Yeah, because he's like, you know, he's talking about the Beastie Boys. She was really not letting that go. She was like, look, three boys from the Bronx or wherever they're from, three young Jewish boys in an era that barely was ever, it didn't have barely any traction, especially on the West Coast, maybe on the East Coast, but to become who they became out of what they were. And he was like, yeah, I get it. Like, they have a motor. They have they have drive. I'm not saying they don't. They have ambition. But he's like, Melissa, think of their songs. He goes, you could write one of those. I put a gun to your head, you could write one of those songs. And she's like, no, I couldn't. And he's like, come on, you know, and then he starts singing like Brass Monkey. We're like, that's only because you don't know the other songs. He goes, I don't need to know. All I know is that they're overrated and they're blah. And I'm like,
absolutely,
I hate
not.
You. I was like, no, stop right there. And then so he's talking about the Beastie Boys. So then they're arguing now. Now she's like, but Adam, you cannot. It's subjective. You can't. He goes, look, I know it's good writing. That's not good writing. He goes like, Blues Travelers, that's good writing. Ben Folds, that's brilliant. I could not write what they write. Like, that's good writing. And singing and playing the piano. And she's like, they play instruments. He goes, oh, my God, don't talk about me about them playing instruments. Because, oh, they don't. Because if you heard them play, because they can't do what Ben Folds. They don't have any talent. And she goes, but you can't keep comparing them. So then they get in the argument. Then it's like, okay, Pearl Jam. Love Pearl Jam. He loves Pearl Jam. All right, everybody's fine now. Everything's good. Foof and Sonny loves his two favorite, Pearl Jam, Foo Fighters. So then, what about, and Melissa too. Those are her two favorite bands. Then what about Foo Fighters? And Adam loves the Foo Fighters. Adam's like, you know, yes, Foo Fighters, awesome band, great guys. And he's like, talented as shit. But, you know, they do crank out an album almost every year. And it's like, I think they would be, and then they start arguing about the Foo Fighters. And then it's like, now I'm like, all right, this is ridiculous. First of all, I don't want to hear you argue. And then I was like, Adam, I just don't talk about the Foo Fighters. He goes, well, I'm just saying, you know, I'm just telling you how I feel. It was just – it went on for like 2 hours of them arguing like about the 80s because the 80s was playing. And most of the time a song would come up and like, you know, I wear my sunglasses, like skip.
Corey Hart.
Skip, skip, you know. And so then it would be like, oh, what about this song? And then they'd argue about that or they would agree. But it was nice to hear somebody else argue with Adam on my behalf because I have those arguments too with him. But it was nice to hear somebody else like, I'm going to sit this one out.
I wonder if – and this just reminds me of – because I've been having a few bickering arguments with John. Mm-hmm. And I tried to explain to him that my point of view mm-hmm. was that when he sometimes tells me I'm wrong, it's like – but I'm wrong in your estimation
right.
because there's always like a reason – like, okay, so ours was – it's my point is sometimes things are subjective.
That's exactly
And it's like they go, well, no.
Right.
Like, but you.
That's what Adam was saying. He's like, no, you can't. Yeah, I get it. Subjective. But if you take lyrics and you read lyrics that the Beastie Boys write, and then you read five songs of Beastie Boys, five songs of the Ben Folds or of whoever he likes, and you put them like you would go, okay, did a 12-year-old write this song or did a brilliant guy
realize
write
that's insulting because you're
right.
basically going, well, if you really like this and think it's art, then you're mm-hmm. dumb.
Right.
Because it's not that good.
Right. Well, that's what he says. That's what he says. And then he goes, Melissa had a good – oh, Melissa was like, Adam, if the Beastie Boys – if you met the Beastie Boys and they love you and they were like, we're big fans, you would not be bashing the Beastie Boys. And I go, ding, ding, ding. She's right there. And he's like, no, that's not true. That's not true. I'm good friends with blah, blah, blah. I don't want to say. And I don't really care for that band and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, shut up. So go ahead.
No, just John and I had a similar argument about paint colors because he came home. He was like, it's so dumb. It's so dumb. But he doesn't understand. John doesn't understand that the argument is, yes, it's dumb, but it's about how you can shut somebody down
right.
by going, this was the argument. The foyer, mm-hmm. we wanted to paint it white. It's like an off-white color.
Uh-huh.
He was like, what color do you want to paint it? And I was like, well, I'd like it to be white. And he's like, well, what do you mean white? Like there's a lot – in paint parlance, mm-hmm. like that can mean a lot of things. And I was like, okay, well, you know, obvious – like you don't want it to be like bright, just white.
Right.
I'm like, okay, well, I guess off-white then, you know, and then the trim would be mm-hmm. – but white, in the white family. So then he shows me, like, what is white mm-hmm. according to Dunn Edwards,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I take his point that I was like, okay, yes, there's a lot of different whites.
Right.
So I would like to stay in the family of, like, a cool white,
white
as
right.
opposed to, like, a yellowish. I don't like yeah. it to get yellow. I like it to stay, like, nice and cool white.
Crisp, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, if the undertone of the white is more blue than yellow,
yes,
right?
Okay. Right.
So he gets a white. He picks a white and he puts it on the wall as a sample and it's gray. Like it's clearly not white, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then his argument is like, well, it's called white. And I go, yeah, but it's gray. It's gray.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's gray.
Right.
That's not white.
Right.
But then he's arguing with me by going – but it's called – it's a white.
But they can call a lot of colors something that you're like, that's not periwinkle. That's, you know.
Right. That's not periwinkle. That's red.
Right.
They're like, well, it's – so I was like, okay. I understand what you're saying. Like, but it's almost like they're – it's almost like they take it like you're saying they're wrong. I was
mm-hmm.
trying to understand his psychology.
Mm-hmm.
Like – and finally I said, okay, I'm not saying – that you did a bad thing
mm-hmm.
by getting it. I understand that the paint color is in the white family. Like, I concede that.
Right.
But when we're looking at the wall, it's gray.
Right.
It's fucking gray.
It doesn't
gray.
Matter
like,
what. Yeah.
What,
yeah.
And I don't want my wall gray.
Right.
In that front room.
Right.
I want it white.
Mm-hmm.
Can we fucking agree that it's right. not white? Like,
yeah.
why is that so hard for them? Why does he have to be wrong and I have to be right? Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm not looking for him to go, okay, you're right. I'm just looking for him
right.
to go, okay, so how do we solve the
right.
problem
right.
that
exactly.
is that this is called white? And there's many solutions to that
mm-hmm.
problem,
mm-hmm.
but why does it have to be, like, when you're married, Mm-hmm. You're never going to just agree. It's you're not going to get somebody in a long-term marriage to just go. The goal is not for somebody to go, okay, I'm wrong and you're right.
Because right. That's not.
There's no winning.
No.
I'm not trying to win.
Right.
I was just trying to get him to agree that, like, well, this is in the wrong family of whites. Because
right.
This is – and eventually we did. But you get this weird standstill uh-huh. where one person's like, well, so you're saying I'm wrong. So then he's arguing with me that this is white. And I'm like, we can't have this argument because this is – and then finally I'm trying to go like, okay, maybe it's subjective. Mm-hmm. But this – feels really gray to me.
Uh-huh.
It feels like the color gray. Then I'm like, LB, what color is this? And then LB doesn't want to get between us
right.
about it. So
mm-hmm.
she's like, I mean, it's not really white.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, thank you. It's not white. So he's like, well, I'm telling you that it's called white. I'm like, okay.
Is it just called white or was it called like snow white or,
right.
You know, or
exactly.
winter
it's
white.
Something right.
white.
Yes.
So
but it's not white.
Yeah.
Now, listen, we can blame, I blame Dunn Edwards because stop being so creative. Stop calling
yeah,
things white that are not white.
I know.
We all know that's not white,
right.
Dunn Edwards.
Right.
So
they don't get it. I know.
You don't need 18 shades of white where
right.
really only one of them is actually white.
Exactly. I agree. You know what I think? I could be wrong, but it just occurred. I really think that guys see colors differently than women, or women
right.
see differently than guys.
Yeah,
because
I mean, I don't see color.
You a dog? But like Adam has painted so many houses, so many colors, and he always just gets it a little off.
Thank you.
Like it's like he's like this is green. I'm like, it's not green. It's like
mustard.
Yeah, it's not green.
Right.
You know, or this is blue. No, it's not. This is like aqua. Like. Sea foam.
Oh my God, Lynette, we had a freaking argument about sea foam.
You did.
I swear to God, we had an argument about sea foam because he was looking at a color because we accidentally painted a room sea foam green.
And
I was like,
God.
Oh my God, this looks like a motel.
Mm-hmm.
This is a horrible color.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Used to
and
like it.
Almost,
I think it used to be in style, like maybe 12 years ago.
Oh God, it's awful.
It's not good. No. It's not.
Especially
you're
when
right.
a whole
hotel.
Room is – it's
oh,
a motel.
No.
It looks like a motel by the beach.
Yes. No. What? Yeah. We're not a sea – you know, the seaside inn.
No.
That's funny. Seafoam green. Yeah. I don't
– It's an awful, awful, yes, 1950s
Adam
terrible
Adam likes
color.
It. He's,
no.
You know,
no.
He always has that word, too. You know, go to the store. Get that, like, seafoamy – he always
no.
says that. And I'm like, no. No. He's always off. Like, there's a good green or there's a good blue for certain things. I don't know. Like, he painted the outside of our house seafoam green. And he thinks, like, that was how the colors were for the style of this house. It's like a 50s Brady Bunch. And I'm like, but blah. First of all, and second of all, blah, it doesn't look good. And Natalia's always told him, can we please change the color of our house? It's embarrassing. And he's like,
they don't see it that way. So I was like, how do I not have this argument but still not have gray wall? Like, so I had to try to out – like I was like, okay,
mm-hmm.
I hear you. So
arguments.
Then I told him, I was like, look, it's not the argument. It's just the way you argue. It's basically like you're telling me I'm wrong. You're telling me my eyes are not seeing gray.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm not trying to tell you you're bad. You
right.
brought home the wrong paint color. I understand that it's called white.
Yeah.
But can't you say to them, my wife would like the walls to be white
right.
and not gray.
Right.
Like she's not looking for gray. So
mm-hmm.
can you give us a white that's
mm-hmm.
like a white?
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you a question? So it looked gray on the walls?
Yeah, this was like a sample. Like he
painted it. Because it could be the color underneath, obviously, of
so the
what
walls
he
are already white.
Okay.
So then he, on top
okay.
of that, painted, he primed,
oh.
and then he painted a little sample
yeah.
of the colors,
yeah.
and it was gray.
Right, okay.
So I was like, this is gray.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. It's gray.
Mm-hmm.
So then I finally, he was like, well, I don't know how you're supposed to, like, it doesn't, like, if you're saying white, whatever, he's like, you said you didn't want it to be yellow undertone, like creamy. And I was like, I don't. But I want it to be like a nice clean white, but which
yeah.
is not gray.
Right.
Just tell him I want like a clean white and ask him what
like
they suggest.
You said blue.
So then I decided, I was like, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I went to the website
mm-hmm.
And I looked up, like, you can see it on the wall. Mm-hmm. Like, let's look up some white on the wall. And there's a lot of websites and a lot of Pinterest things of people saying, here's some whites.
Right.
You know, so I was like, how about this? How about this? And then I was like, I totally concede that they call colors weird things mm-hmm. and that they look different. Mm-hmm. They look so different on the paper,
yes.
though, the color wheel.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with what it looks like on the wall.
Exactly.
And that's what I was trying to explain to him, too, about because Xander wants his room to be blue.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, he has a big – those ceilings in the room of the mm-hmm. kids' room, we have like high ceilings.
Uh-huh.
You do not want some bright, deep color on all those walls.
Right.
You're going to feel like you're in jail.
Yeah, I know.
Going to be overwhelming. You want a light color. And mm-hmm. I was just trying to tell him that. But eventually I was like – he's like, but this is what the kids want. Like, it doesn't matter what they want.
They don't know
what they want. They're 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were going to paint their walls Laker colors at one point. Do you think that would be a good idea to have yellow and purple walls? No, it would not be a good idea. LeBron James colors. So, I don't know. I was really in my mind going, how do I not argue? But yet at the same time, he's basically saying like, well, you're wrong and I'm right.
Well, I know. And that's the other thing is like also, what are you supposed to do? Just go with it. Looks great. And then just look at gray walls the rest of your life?
Right. That's
like, that's what I do. I look at the seafoam greenhouse the rest
of my
life.
Oh, my God. I said to him. I was like, well, what would help avoid an argument? Me just going, okay.
Yeah.
Like, if you tell me I'm wrong for saying I don't like something, like, oh, then I was like, well, why are you asking me my opinion if mm-hmm. when I give you my opinion, oh, so this was the actual fight we had. I hope John never listens to this podcast, but he knows. I mm-hmm. mean, we're pretty open with each other, I
mm-hmm.
say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it when you say, here's what come and look at this.
Right.
John is like Adam in mm-hmm. the way that he needs me to – look at every – you know why? Because they want you to go like, oh, my God, honey, I can't believe how much
exactly.
stuff you're doing
yes.
around the
yes.
house. Wow.
Must
wow,
be
honey.
Nice.
You're painting the house. And I do. I go like, wow, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
The kids are so happy they're getting their rooms painted. Mm-hmm. Elby's room is painted. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I know how hard he's working because
yeah.
he tells me 100 times.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Adam?
I've had to change my shirt 4 times. Do you know how much water I've drank today? It's really dehydrating. I've been painting for 8 – I know. Yes. Thank you so
mm-hmm.
much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I so appreciate it. And I have to remind myself to say
right.
how much I appreciate it.
Right.
But then he wants me to look at this. Come look.
Right.
Here's the colors we're going to put up for samples on the wall for the kids.
Yeah.
So if I go, oh, I'm thinking that's going to be too much. That's
right.
a really deep color.
Yeah.
You know how much darker it looks on the wall, right? But I'm not allowed to say that
right.
because then I'm like criticizing.
Exactly.
Then he's like, I'm just saying what the kids, this is a starting point. I'm not saying this is what color the wall is going to be. It's like, okay, how about our starting point is not so fucking dark. How about that? How about why are you showing me, each of the samples costs money. It's not free. Each sample is like $8, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how about we don't start with a sample that's pretty much not going to be what they paint their walls unless we want it to look like a fucking Easter egg basket.
I know.
Sorry
oh
to
my
swear
God.
So much, but I was like,
no, I know. It's
I was
so
like, this, it's
aggravating.
Exhausting to
it
not
is.
Be able to say my to be asked your opinion. So this is what I told him. I was like, John, sometimes I feel like you're not actually asking my opinion because you're showing me something, but then if I give you any input at all, you're like, but that's not,
right.
but how come, but
right.
it's fine. Okay, then surprise me.
Right.
If that's how you feel, but
right.
because I feel like if I go to give you, well, but I think what it is, Lynette, is that they feel criticized immediately.
They do.
Like,
mm-hmm.
but Adam. I'm trying to do this great thing for our family, and you're shitting on it immediately.
Right.
The second it's out of my mouth, you, like, have a problem with
right.
it. I think
that's the way they hear it.
Mm-hmm. That's how they hear it.
That's how Adam hears it. That's
yeah.
for sure. He can't take any kind of criticism at all. Like, if he's doing something, like, if he's building something, I'm like, that's a little, don't you think that's going to be too big for the room? Or
yeah.
that's not the right color. Or that's too dark. That's kind of bright. Like,
right. They hear
know.
It like, God, you suck.
Yeah.
Why are you even doing this?
They're like, where's my thank you? Like,
right.
I'm painting a room. Why are you,
right.
in the heat? I mean,
yes.
like, he'll
Which
want.
I totally get. But in our defense, we're trying to save us all some time,
right,
and money and aggravation by going like, hey, maybe if we looked at some lighter, like, let's look at some lighter colors. But even if you say it like that, they're still, they've already heard it as a criticism. Mm-hmm. So then they're like, then they look at you like, in their mind, they're going, why don't you fucking do it then?
Yeah,
do
exactly.
yourself. But it's like, but I never told you to do it in the first place.
Right. Oh,
right?
I get that. Yes.
So, and I told John too. I try to figure out creative ways. I'm like, look, honey, you know, you wanted to paint our wall. I swear to God, this is true. Orange. He wanted it to be our wall. He wanted to have an orange wall in our bedroom. And to be totally fair, he was right. It looks really cool.
Mm-hmm.
We have like, it's like a cream color and then there's like an orange, but it's actually kind of a subtle orange and mm-hmm. it looks really pretty mm-hmm. in our bedroom. Mm-hmm. And I've always loved it.
Right.
And that was because of him. When right. he first brought it up, I was like, oh, hell no. Uh-huh. We're not having an orange wall. You're insane.
Right.
And he was like, can we just look at some samples?
Right.
Can we just look at samples? And I was like, just trying not to fight with him. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay, mm-hmm. we can look at samples. Mm-hmm. And we did. And you know what? I concede. He really insisted. And I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But.
That's happened to me too.
Right. So I was trying not to just be like, you're right. totally wrong and I'm totally right.
Right. By the way, orange. Yeah. Adam bought Brady Bunch colored orange curtains for the TV room.
No.
And it's coming off of a blue room. So like he did the kitchen, which is blues. And then then there's bright orange. And Jody's like, oh, my Lord, what now did he do? And I've given up. But to be honest with you, I kind of like it. I'm getting used to it. It's like a bright orange color, and it's, I don't know, because the room gets a little, you would never think orange, or you think orange, you're thinking, oh, God, but actually, I don't know, once it goes up, it kind of looks, so, yes, and when he first said, I'm going to get something like that pops, like an orange, I'm like, oh, my God, no, and then he just does it, he just has mad fun there, order it, I come home, and then he's like, now we have curtains. We didn't have curtains for a whole year. Now we have curtains in the TV room. Did you like watching the TV with the reflection hitting the TV all the time? No. Now look at that.
Right.
Like, you know, instead of complaining.
And I concede that they do some good stuff. And so I'm trying.
But they also do some stupid dust stuff like seafoam orange outside of the house.
Right. Right.
Which even the neighbors
are
like.
So we have to curtail mm-hmm. that impulse in them to be wrong. We
yes.
try to help.
And they have to open their ears and hear what we're actually saying. We're not criticizing at all. We're just saying, that looks gray. That looks gray. I know it says white, but when I walk in, it's going to look gray. So, you know, I'm not.
So how can we solve this problem?
Yes.
But then they don't. They're already done. They're done.
Right.
They're winning. They have to win.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's called white. So
right. Right.
I don't know what you want me to do about
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, I don't want you to paint the wall. That's one thing
right.
I would like you to not do about it. Then we have to be the one. So then it becomes our
you
project.
You do it then.
Mm-hmm. So, well, then I have to go and start researching paint colors.
I know.
Dunn Edwards. Look at, hey. Then I have to do it like this. Like, look at this. I found this website, and here's a paint color on a wall, and it's called this.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't sound white at all, but it actually, this eggshell, whatever, eggshell Von Buren or
mm-hmm.
whatever, and then he'll go like, oh, okay, yeah, that's a nice color. And then we're not in a fight anymore because,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, I've come up with a solution.
Right.
But now I'm very involved. That I've become,
right.
it's
now
become my
just
project
got,
too.
Right, now you just sucked the
now
time.
Now I got to start researching paint colors when I'm like,
you know what?
I was
we
trying
had a big
to do my research for Sword and Skill Rewind.
Now look at it. Now I'm on fucking Dan Dunn. We got Edwards. We had a big argument. I'll save it for Patreon.
Oh, you want to save it?
Just because there's certain things in it that I probably shouldn't be talking about.
Well, good.
The
we need
public
a Patreon
forum. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's not anything. I'm not like trying to hold back anything. You guys, it's just something that it shouldn't.
I think we have a right to save certain more sensitive
it's a
topics.
Little more. It's a little more sensitive, so I'll
okay.
save it for Patreon.
Well, I will say that after having that conversation with John and
mm-hmm.
being like, sometimes it seems like you don't actually want my opinion.
Right.
But now that I'm actually talking it through with you, I am realizing that is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
They just feel criticized immediately.
Yes.
Like what I'm doing is bad and I'm wrong and I'm not doing it right.
Absolutely. That's – I know.
But it's hard to sometimes, I feel like I'm walking on eggshell Van Buren, to say, to go like, to not lead with why it's not the right color. It's like, I feel like I can't even have a reaction to go, well, that's not white.
I know. God. No.
Because it's like, he didn't name the colors. Mm-hmm. I get it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so.
Yeah, I know. It is.
But I do have to think I'm going to have to just let him paint whatever freaking color he wants to paint the kid's room. I have to just go, well, it's his project, I guess. There's a part of me that's like, well, it's my house too. But sometimes you like what Adam did, what we do, like, is maybe not ask for an opinion. For instance,
yes.
Before we started using Brook Linen, which now I have my striped duvet cover. But before that, I was asking his opinion. I wanted to buy a new duvet cover. Mm-hmm. And he was like not liking stuff that mm-hmm. I was thinking would look good in the room. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, I don't like that. That looks really bright. And I was like, no, I think he's wrong. I think mm-hmm. it'll look good. And of course, in my mind, I was going, well, we have an orange wall. Like, not everything's going to match with your orange wall, by the way.
Right.
So at one point, I was at Bed Bath & Beyond. This was a few years ago. And I saw this bedspread that I think I had showed him and he said no mm-hmm. to. And I was like, I'm going to just get it and put it on the bed because I think it's going to be nice.
Mm-hmm,
and I did it. And I put it on the bed. And he came and he was like, oh, this is really nice. He didn't even remember that he'd shot that one down and said it wasn't going to look good. And he was like, oh, this looks really nice. So, of course, I did let him know. I was like, yeah, this is one that you said was going to look terrible. It was too bright.
So did the same thing.
And too feminine. And sure looks good, doesn't it?
I did the same thing. I did it. What's it? Shabby Chic.
Yeah.
And like a couple of years ago, I was in Target. And I was like, he's not going to. And he always says, don't do shabby chic anything because – and in 5 years, we're going to look at it and go, that's outdated. He's like, just stay with classic. Don't go shabby chic. That's all in style. Because it was like all the
right.
It's all in style. Okay. But then I'm at Target. I'm like, ooh, this is pretty. Oh, it's shabby chic. I'm going to buy it anyway. And I bought it. At least it's not pink. It's got like blue.
Yeah, right.
I bought it. I put it on the bed. And he was like, wow, that looks nice. Thank you. Shabby chic. Thank you. See, it's just like sometimes you just got to.
Yeah.
Do it. Or sometimes you just got to let them do it. But the thing is painting is kind of permanent. That's the only scary part, you know.
Yeah. But, you know, my feeling is this. I would rather – look, it's not my bedroom. It's the kid's bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
I would not budge if it was my room at this point. If I would want the sample colors and I would – certain things make me really anxious
mm-hmm.
because – it does feel like as soon as you see the sample and you're like, this is wrong. This is going to be terrible.
Yeah.
It is. It's permanent.
Uh-huh.
It feels like it's there's a wrong and a right way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess if the kids like a color, I don't know, then if it sucks, then we'll change it in a couple years.
Mm-hmm. That's what Adam says. Like, if it's really hate it, then you can always repaint it. You can always repaint it.
Yeah.
Meaning me.
Yeah.
Oh. I know. Speaking of Brook Linen.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's time for me to go on there and get some bedding for my. I have a little office. Used to be Sunny's bedroom.
Yeah.
And there's little beds in there, still with this like blue bedspread or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking, this is my little office. I should change the bedding. I'm going to go get some Brook Linen.
Yes.
So I did. I'm going to. Now, I did make the note to do that.
I know. And sometimes people go on our Reel It In page
mm-hmm.
and they're like, what's the bedding company that you guys love? Because everybody that comments on there loves it.
Mm-hmm.
They all love it. No, not one person has been like, nah, doesn't live up to it. Everybody loves it.
Oh, yeah. It's well made and it's really soft. And they have all, like, they have the really, like, colors that should be in a bedroom
mm-hmm.
and designs that should be in a bedroom.
Yes.
Not like crazy, you know, orange.
Yes.
No.
It's all – Adam would love it because it's all classic.
Yes, it is. It's classic.
I have the pinstriped duvet cover in smoke.
We have
it. It matches my bed sheets and pillowcases.
We have the same, but we have the opposite because you have it in white, right, with the gray?
With gray.
I have it gray with the white because of Phil and Phil's hair.
That would be really nice too though.
But it's because Phil sheds. I like the white. I would have gotten the white. But Phil is a.
I might do reverse it and get a gray one in with white
yeah.
to change things up.
Yeah. And then I got polka dot. I got the polka dot
Pillowcases. Oh, I bet that looks really cool.
Yeah.
So this is the thing, you guys. You can mix and match what you want. You could do the pillowcases in polka dot, and you can make it look – it looks really cool and modern.
Yes. And it's nice. Luxury bedding, and it's underpriced.
Yes. Because most bedding is marked up like 300%.
Yeah, I know. It's
here,
crazy.
But, yes. So here's what you want to do. They have an exclusive offer just for our listeners. You get $20 off and free shipping when you use our promo code. Guess what it is? It's FCOL. So go to brooklinen.com and put in the promo code FCOL. Okay? Brooklinen, BROOKLINEN.com, promo code FCOL. I feel like you were going to say something.
Well, last
about
night.
Yeah.
No, last night. So my kids are obsessed with Fortnite. It's getting a bit ridiculous. So like Sonny, for his birthday, he wanted like the special keyboard and like the monitor so that he could play and the headset. So I got him like the thing. And it wasn't that expensive. It was pretty cheap. He found it on. He's like, "Mom, it's at a good price. You can get the whole package for whatever." So he got it for his birthday. He set his whole. Now he's like one of those nerds. In the bedroom, like
it's
with
like a command center.
Yeah, it's command center. He's got his headset on and he's on the phone. He's talking to his. He's not on a phone line.
Right.
He's on like, I don't know.
Internet,
he's online. He's on
line.
Internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I hear him talking in his bedroom and I go, what did I say? Oh, okay. So he's in there. He does his thing and she's now all into it. And you can play. Fortnite is just like a. It is shooting, but it's not gory. You don't see any blood. It's like, you don't like. It's more about like. Strategic, you know, strategizing.
Right.
You're by yourself and you're out there and you're trying to like get the everything you need and you have teammates too. You're on a team with people you
right.
don't know. And if you get injured, which I didn't know, the Sonny will say, just stay there because I got injured. I got put down. My guy went down on his knees. And he's like, just stay there. So the teammate's going to come help. And so a teammate came and helped me. She gave me like some stuff. And
like
I got
a medic?
A medic. No, she's like a teammate because she got met. It's, you got to get all the supply. So in her supply box, she had what I needed. I don't know. Energy juice and bandages. I don't know
right.
what I needed.
Red Bull,
who
vodka.
Knows? Yeah, I got yeah, Red Bull and vodka. Who knows? But I was like, that's so nice. And then I saw somebody else, and I'm like, don't shoot that person. That's your teammate. So
you're
what
like,
do I
I've
know?
Sobered up way too
yeah.
much. Does anybody have anything in their supplies?
Where can I go get a shot? So it's kind of like you're in a town. Like it looks like Walking Dead. Like everything is gone. Or, you know, but there's houses and buildings and whatever. It's pretty cool. So. I'm like, whatever. I was watching Natalia play, and watching Natalia play is kind of funny because she screams and she gets all into it. And so she's like, want to play with me? So last night, Sonny and Natalia, I played. You can play with a team of like 50 people, which is what they do, or you can do it in a one-on-one mode. So they did it with me and against Natalia, and Sonny was watching. And he was like, okay, Mom, this is what you push to – I don't know how to use those things at all. So – I look like a drunk. I look like I had a stroke. Like I'm walking like sideways up the stairs and bumping into walls constantly. And Sonny's like, so Sonny's talking to me like as if I was blind in like those Survivor contests. And you go to your left, go to your left. No, your other left, your other left. Jump, now jump. No, don't crouch, jump. Like he's yelling at me. He's like, jump, jump, run. He goes, there she is. Turn around, turn around. I'm looking up. And
right,
so, then
right.
he's like, no, don't look up, look down. And I'm turning, now I'm looking at the grass. Now I'm on the ground.
Right.
And then I get killed. And he's like, she killed you. She's killed you. That happened like 15 times last night. It was so fun. I've never laughed that hard. It was really a lot. But he was like so, he's like, I can't watch this anymore. He goes, either you have to learn how to use that thing or I have to go to another room. Natalia's laughing her ass out because he would be like, okay, Natalia, don't shoot her yet. Just let her get her bearings. And she's like, okay, I'm fine. I'm not going to shoot her. I'm not going to shoot her. He goes, don't. She's like, now they're yelling at each other. He's like, don't. He goes, don't you want your mom to learn how to play Fortnite? Like, they're so screaming and so into it. He goes, she was like, okay, I'm not going to shoot her for the eighth time. And he's like, okay. And then he goes, just let me get your guns. So he gets me set up. And then I'm like, okay. And then he goes, okay, now. He goes, walk. Now walk out of the building. Walk out of the building. Going into the wall. I cannot maneuver the thing at all.
You know what? I give you an A+ for joining in and trying.
It looked kind of fun, I guess. I don't know. I was like cleaning the kitchen. I was watching her.
The most I can do to join my kids is watch Paul Blart Mall Cop 2 with them. and not be on my phone thing. Playing threes.
Right.
Like, actually, what? Look at this. To me, that's like a win
yes.
in the parenting.
Yeah.
I'm like, I sat through the entire Kevin James movie.
I know.
And watched it with you guys.
I know. Don't
they
I get
They didn't have to go, Mom, watch. This is a funny part. Mom, watch this. Mom, why aren't you watching?
Yeah, they hate that. They hate that.
So I didn't do that. I watched.
Was it good?
It's super funny and cute.
It is. Mall Cop?
Mall Cop. Okay, we watched part one like 2 days ago, and then we watched part two last night.
Mall Cop.
It's super. You know what it is? It's an action movie for kids.
Yeah. They would like it.
Not to take away from the Fortnite festivities, but I'm not. That's not going to be
it's
me.
Just, it's just kind of funny because I just look.
Did you learn? Then,
no, I can't. I know what to do because he's like, look, this is the scope. I know what a scope is. I know. And he goes. And he goes, now you got the gun. Okay, she's coming up behind you. And he's like, he goes, Natalia, don't shoot. Okay, I won't. And I turn around and he's like, no, he's like, turn towards her. And I couldn't get it. And then she's just like, bow, 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 bow. And then she kills me. She couldn't help
her.
Yeah. They were screaming at each other because of that. He's like, stop killing her.
You're killing our mom.
And the funniest is when he's like, don't you want your mother to learn Fortnite? I was like, really? Then this morning I was leaving. I was walking out. I had to walk past his bedroom. And I go, Sonny, it's like 8 a.m. I'm like, Sonny? And I look in and I hear him talking. And he's like, yeah, he's playing. And he's on his thing. I go, you want me to school you and your friends on Fortnite? He's like, no, I'm okay, thanks. Like, not even listening to what I say. Thanks. Like, shut. You didn't even hear what I said. But it was a lot of fun, though, I have to say. You should try it.
Not that interested.
I
don't know why.
I'm not that interested either. But
it's hard enough for me to watch a movie.
I know.
With them. I'm trying to think of fun things to do this summer. I have 1 week, and then Sadie and Elbie start their Twilight Camp.
Yes.
Which is basically all-day affair.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next week, Elbie leaves for Sleepaway Camp.
So how?
And Sadie and Xander are going to do an improv camp.
Oh, nice.
And they might do another. But so we have all this week with nothing. So I think we're going to go to like Universal.
That's nice.
One day. And then we're going to do a Groupon thing to go whale watching in Newport Beach.
Oh, okay. Thank
you. Have you ever done that?
No, but I was going to ask you. I need ideas because I have to go to Vegas on Wednesday through Sunday. That's a long time. And with Sonny for his basketball tournament.
Right. And Natalia doesn't want to go?
No, Natalia does want to go. No matter, I could be going to, I don't know, mathematics camp and she'd want to go. Like, she just wants to go. Like, she doesn't want to be left behind.
Right.
So she wants to go. But last year she went with Adam for a couple days.
Right.
And then went home with Adam. But Adam was, I don't know, that was the whole Mariah Carey thing.
Right.
But anyway, so I'm trying to think, like, okay, what am I going to do with Natalia? And then, so I said, she's like, can I go and bring a friend? And I was like, at first I was like, I guess. And then I was like, no, because you're not going to want to go. Soon as you get a taste of the pool, you ain't going to want to leave the pool and go to the convention center.
Yeah,
because that's what we have.
She can't be at the pool by herself.
No, that's what I was like. No, we can't do that. And then Olga was like, this was last week. She was like, if you need me, I can go. I'll go. She doesn't really like to go anywhere. But she's like, if you need me, I will. She doesn't like to sleep over either. And I know that. And she's like, I said, really, you will? And she's like, yeah, I go. But, I might need to have my own room or something or have a room. So because I snore really loud. She does snore really loud. And I go, well, I don't know. I go, let me think. And then she's like, no, but so we're staying at this hotel that has like, every room's just like a bigger room. It's for families.
Right.
So every room has a bedroom. So I looked into it and I go, I guess I could get a second room for them, for those three. Because what else am I going to do with them? I don't know. So, all right.
That seems like a lot, though, just for her to be in the same city as you.
Well, it's Sunny's having a good time and she looks at it as like, it's got to be even and she needs to have a good time.
Right.
So I was like, why don't you just, so I said, well, maybe. So then, of course, I said, let me think about it. So what does she do? She tells her friend, we're going to go to Vegas. Can you talk to your mom? And then her mom came the day that they had the swim party. And she's like, go ask her mom. And I said, I'm thinking about this, going to Vegas. And she's like, She's like, all right, I'll talk to my husband. She's like, I don't know if she can stay all those days, but maybe just two nights or something.
Well, what are you going to do, though? Fly her home separately?
No, with her and Olga and Natalia.
Oh, and then they'll just all fly.
Yeah, because they don't have to stay. That's the other thing. I said, if you go like one or two nights. You don't need to stay the whole time. So I, okay. So I said, but let me, I said, I'm thinking about this. Would you want to do it? And she's like, sure. And then she was like, I actually want something for her daughter to do too. And she's like, you know, I'll pitch. And I was like, no, you don't need to pitch in. But she was just nice of her. But so then now she's in Natalia's mind. She's going. She says, oh, she's packing and going, getting ready for Vegas. And her friend's getting ready too. And I'm like, okay. So then yesterday at the football game, at Sonny's football game, Sonny, Adam, I haven't had a chance to talk to him pretty much all weekend. Because why? I'm in Anaheim and he's in air condition at home. And
right.
So I said to Adam this week, Vegas, and he goes, oh, I'm going to be going to London this week. And I go, I thought that was in September because I know he was going.
Right.
And he goes, no, that's this week, Wednesday through Sunday when I'm gone.
Oh.
And which would have been nice if it was not when, you know.
Right, you know? Right. Then you could have had some time alone.
Yeah. But so I was like, now you're – and then I was telling him, well, I was trying to think about what to do with Natalia. Maybe – he goes, no. He goes, I'm going to be gone. He goes, she can have the whole – Olga can stay with her. She can have her friends over. She doesn't need to go to Vegas. And I go, you're right. She doesn't.
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking is like, well, there's just a pool somewhere else.
Exactly.
She has a pool at home.
Right. Right. Exactly. But you know, when you're talking to them, like,
no,
how
I know. She
about,
thinks it's gonna
how
be exciting,
about, she's a wheeler and dealer. Yes.
Meet her for dinner and you guys will be going, being fancy all the time.
Right.
But you're going to be busy with Sonny. You're going to be wanting to crash at the
exactly.
end of the day.
I remember how it was. And Sonny's so easy. Like, it's just so easy with just the two of us. Like, she, having her and a friend, and then I'm going to worry about them. What are you guys doing? Do you know? And it's just, it's too much. And it's like you said, it is expensive.
So what happened? Did you tell her no?
So then yesterday, after Anaheim 2 days in a row and sitting out in the heat yesterday at football, and then I come home and she's been sleeping in all day and she's in her pajamas still.
Right.
And it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And who is she talking to? Her friend on the phone. Like, oh, they're talking about what they're going to wear and blah, blah, blah. And I go, oh, I got news for you. Her mom already got the clearance, so it's okay with her parents. I go, well, here's the thing. Adam's going, oh, my God, it was – I wanted to just put a bullet in my eye. I was like, I've had such a long, tiring weekend. The last thing I want to do is argue with Natalia.
Right.
That's the last. But he's like, Adam's like, just tell her no. And I go, you go talk to Dad. Of course, she went to talk to Dad. And she knows she's not going to get anywhere with him. He's like, Natalia. And we both told her, like, you need to reel it in. You have somebody taking care of you around the clock. You have a pool. And you have no parents. What else do you want? Like, you don't need to get on a plane because they're going. Lynette's going. Your mom's going because of Sonny and his tournament.
Right.
That's it. And so, how about we go? Can we go to Disneyland? And I was like, no. And then she tells her friend.
It would actually be cheaper to send them to Disneyland than to bring them to Vegas.
But then it's like, why do I gotta sing and dance for you?
I know.
Just because. I'm taking.
So you're trying to think of something fun for them to do?
Yes.
So whale watching, seriously, it's like $10 a person.
Really?
Yeah, you go to Groupon and put in whale watching, and it's in Newport Beach, and you just drive them down there, and there's like a boat, and they go out on a boat, and they see whales.
Really?
It's literally like, I think it's like $15 a person. Seems like a fun thing for me, and so I'm having trouble getting Sadie to agree to try anything.
I know, Natalia.
And this excited her. She was like,
"Oh,
that sounds fun." Yeah, I showed her a picture of the boat, and she was like, "That sounds good."
You got to show them pictures.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, come on.
Because then she was like, "Disneyland." I go, "Disneyland? No." And then she's like, "I go, well, how about like." Because Olga used to live in Redondo.
Mm-hmm.
I go, how about you just go down to the beach and spend the whole day down there and, like, go out to dinner and then come home after the traffic? And then she's like, okay. And then I hear her go and call her friend. And then she's like, how about – I go, just please leave me alone. Like, I just finally was like – and then Adam was like, hey, Natalia, that's it. Enough. You had to, like, shut her down.
So give Olga a couple of options of fun things. And she could take them to Newport, and then they could spend the day. They could do the whale watching, and then they can go to the beach, and then they can go to dinner in Newport and come home after
traffic.
That's
what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
that's
it'll be a super fun day for them.
All right.
All right. We got to wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up. Oh, by the way, I just want to really quickly tell you that Xander is a whole ordeal. Kasha. But he went to the doctor for that lump on his knee, and it was remember I was telling you last week that he had a lump on his knee? It's called an osteochondroma, and it's just a, like, non-cancerous bone protrusion that happens. Mm-hmm. And it's nothing to do about it. Just watch it and
that's it?
See the doctor, like, every 6 months, which to me means every once a year.
Mm-hmm.
Not the pediatrician, but we had to go to the doctor, and then they sent us to the orthopedist.
Yeah.
And then the orthopedist x-rayed it, like, four different x-rays, and then was like, yeah, don't worry about it. It's 100%. It's this thing. It's not dangerous. Just keep an eye on it.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay. If you're a member of Patreon and you're at the $50 level, because you all know about the $5 level, and but if you're at the $50 level, you get a shout-out for your business, and I have a couple left over, and one is Christy Lewis, who does all natural skincare and makeup. And you can find her at dramaticlashes.net.
Oh, I love that.
Okay, so that's our listener, Christy Lewis, dramaticlashes.net. Letty Molina does CBD oil, and they even have bacon flavor for dogs. And I keep saying I'm going to do this, but I am getting some because Penelope could use this for her arthritis.
I'm going to, yeah.
Hemp Works, WORX.com/LMolina. Okay. Kristen Ross will pimp out your hotel room, your car with baby stuff. She works for a company called Babyerge, which is like concierge, but baby, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Babierge. So what you want to do is go to babyerge.com/Kristen, KRISTIN 119. Jamila Lowe says, are you in the mailroom? Are you new to the mailroom? Are you still there? Are you on your way out, but you need some help? She's a child care consultant who's here to help you. You can find her at culturalcare.com/JLOW. Okay, and find out what she can do to help you. And last but not least, Elise Ungs does photo printed on wood or custom wood signs. She's at Shimley, Shimlee.com, or at Instagram, ShimleeUSA. See what she can do for you.
Nice.
That's it.
All right.
All right. We got to wrap it up. You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
I was kissing Valentino by a crystal blue Italian stream. saving money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.